This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Chris, I'm glad you tackled this. I haven't seen it done quite this way. There's a lot of content out there about millennials. I haven't seen it packaged this way, and you're in the heart of it, and so I really appreciate how you're writing. And I agree, you're right on the cusp of that millennial. My wife's in that same age. I'm a few years past it, so I've embraced the previous generation. But I think I'm a millennial at heart as well. And I love the millennial as a mindset. Protect your house is great. I've got to ask you this because we have a ping pong table and we play foosball at 10-2 every day here.
Sure.
You say get rid of the ping pong tables, bring the beer kegs home, toss the participation trophies in the trash. I think I know where you're going with that, but yeah. Explain that a little bit more, please.
It's funny. My dad just sent me a BBC article that came out that talks about how, perks at work have evolved, and it's not just so much those creative ping pong tables and kegs and open bars and baristas. It's more about the other things, which is how do people lead? How are companies providing work-life flexibility? There are a lot of things that any employee, especially millennial employees, will prioritize over perks such as ping pong tables. So I'm not saying that those are dumb or that you should just throw them out. I'm saying that there are a lot of things that should probably be prioritized before then. In the book, I use a story of someone I call Angela. And Angela came to me shaking her head because she was like, listen, I've hired a full-time barista. I have a cereal bar where people can pick from 30 different cereals in the morning. And I still have people quitting within the year. What can you tell me? And
more cereal flavors, right?
Exactly. Maybe that new Lucky Charms flavor with all marshmallows. Talking to her, I said, okay, great. So how are you motivated? And, what's motivating? I asked a few questions and she was like, yeah, we're not doing any of those things. And I was like, all right, well, I might have a book for you in about 4 months. So what I mean by those comments is just people, we all want quick fixes in society. We all want everything. We want to snap our fingers and everything to be easier and better. And I think ping pong tables are that. It's like, oh, we'll buy a ping pong table and get a keg and have quick fixes. And unfortunately, the world doesn't work that way. Tommy tells me all the time that these things are muscles. And these are all muscles, right? These are all, as we adapt our corporations and companies to accommodate a new age of working and a new workforce, then we got to start developing these new muscles. And ping pong tables and the kegs and participation trophies are quick fixes to a much larger problem. And that's why I wrote the book.